Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Pratt is coming up to break down what I see as the biggest concerted assault on the Second Amendment ever, bipartisan, by globalist front men posing as Democrats and Republicans. Ted Anderson, I wanted to get him on earlier in the article, but I got behind earlier in the broadcast. But continuing with these articles I was mentioning, you know, Merrill Lynch is saying $2,000 goal by the end of the year. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but Ted, my point is, I believe for myself personally, now is a good time to get into gold and silver. And in my experience, and working with you for almost 15 years, you were a sponsor 15 years ago. You started Genesis, 14 years ago or more. You've got the best deals on gold, bullion, silver, you name it. But you also have the numismatics and collectibles, really good deals on that. You have a special offer you're still running, but it ends in just a couple weeks because we're going to be out of the book, Big Brother and the American Dream. You get two silver dollars and a great book and a powerful film about the banksters for $63. And I can tell you right now, Ted's losing money on that deal, but it's a promotional offer. What do they call that? A loss leader. So you can click on the banner at the top of InfoWars.com on the right-hand side or give Midas Resources a call at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But, Ted, what are some of the other specials that Midas Resources is running? Because, the smart money, at least in my mind, is on that it's going to go up quite a bit in the fall. Now is a great time. It looks like this is, it's hit its bottom, gone up a little bit. I think now is a good time to get into gold and silver.
It sure is. I mean, one of the great buys that I have right now are the Walking Liberty Halves at $16.83. Those are at $16 a piece here just 6 months ago. That book and silver dollar offer, $63 for two silver dollars. I mean, you got to remember, silver's at $28.17. There's nobody in the planet that is offering two silver dollars and a $10 book and a $10 video for $63.
That book retails for $19.
You get a little bit of silver at a low flat price, and that way you can get educated and involved in the gold and silver market. $20 liberties. You had Lindsey Williams on, and he's talking about gold confiscation. If you want to stay away from that, the $20 liberties make sense. Right now, they're at $19.89. There's just a long bunch of gold and silver bullion and numismatic or semi-numismatic coins that you can be getting into at this time. And the prices are summer prices. Rather than waiting till October when everything is hitting the fan, do it now. Because now is the time to get in while the prices are low. You're at $16.21.90. Gold has already gone up $60 to $70 an ounce just within the last two or three weeks. You know, that's the QE2, the QE3 thing that's coming up that all the market is nervous about, and it's reality. With the unemployment, everything going like it is, you know, we're going to have more stimulus.
All right, Ted's joining us via Skype, and I want to do a whole interview with you in the next few weeks to really break down a forecast, maybe get some other forecasters on. I haven't even had you on since Bob Chapman passed. You want to say any comments about Bob Chapman, who used to join us every Friday?
Yeah, Bob Chapman was a great friend and really had a good grip on what was going on economically. Bob Chapman convinced people to get out of the real estate market. I don't think there was anybody else calling for that. And that market just took a huge tank. Getting out of the stock market and so on and so forth, putting people into gold and silver at $300 to $600 an ounce, and just a good, straightforward, honest man. It's just a shame to have lost him, that's for sure.
But he is out of the reach of the globalist now with his Heavenly Father. All right, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, the name, the trusted name in precious metals, who I use, who I work with. We get offers every day for other sponsors beating down our door. Some of them, I'm sure, are great. But we only work with Ted Anderson. There's some good local places in different areas of the country as well. But nationally, 800-686-2237 or at InfoWars.com. Click on the banner there at the right-hand corner. Two silver dollars, a book, and a powerful video, $63. Ted's losing about $20 on that.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFood's quick-fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. Larry Pratt, who came on the InfoWars Nightly News last Friday and agreed that if the criminal elements of the government would stage Fast and Furious that killed hundreds conservatively, thousands probably, that they would stage the theater event. And boy, that story just gets crazier and crazier. But I wanted to get Larry Pratt on to discuss this latest news article that has come out. Time Magazine, How Guns Won, Why Americans Have Turned Against Gun Control. And yes, the polls show that we are politically winning. And we do have Larry Pratt. He's on with us via Skype. We're just trying to get audio right now. And in about 2 minutes, just go to telephone. Like I said, just, we'll end it here and just go to phone. I'd rather just get Larry on than just have 20 people work on it and it never happen. So this is a big issue here, because now you've got the major Republican leadership coming out. Bill Kristol, Michael Savage, Rupert Murdoch, you name it, saying, look, you shouldn't be able to have a semi-automatic weapon. Now, why are they doing that right as the polls completely start shifting and every time there's a mass shooting? People want more guns because they get it. The government can't and won't protect you. They can come confiscate your gun like Katrina. And so the system is really showing us that they're in a very, very serious panic mode right now. And this is a big deal because they're very dangerous. It's not getting any attention at any level that they have introduced a rider on a bill that I checked the progress of. It's getting co-sponsors. They tried to pass it quite a few times the last couple of years. They're close to passing it now. Democrat senators offer gun control amendment for cybersecurity bill. The headline should be, Democrats propose banning the possession of high-capacity mags, which is over 10. And the way I read the bill, they could even do something like say, well, guns that can accept the magazines can't have this. So we'll get Larry Pratt's take on that as soon as we get him on the regular telephone. Because that is my wishes, to not just go with this Skype problem and stick with that. I want to switch. When 3 minutes of Skype not working, I want to go to alternate phone number backup in these interviews, and then this won't happen. Because Skype is a great thing. To just message him on the thing. I'm not trying to direct people live on air, but if I direct it, it'll kind of just happen. Because we have a tendency, and we all do this, to have to face a problem and kind of stick with that problem and then just keep going with that problem instead of going around it. And that's always my model. Just go around something if there's an issue, because I'm chomping at the bit here to find out what Larry Pratt thinks about, since he was on Friday, all these incredible developments that have been unfolding. All righty then. This is a, if you cut to the wide shot for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we are listener supported. And when you purchase books and videos high-quality Pro-Pure water filters with 10% discounts with the promo code WATER, you fund this true, hardcore, pro-liberty, pro-America, pro-freedom system in the face of the globalist. And this T-shirt that one of our graphics people designed, I think it was Cade, is so popular. It is Hunter Orange with an Infowars.com and the Gadsden Snake on a classic camouflage shirt, and this is our bestseller right now, along with the Live Free or Die. I saw somebody comment on the website today. They said, Live Free or Die Trying. I like that. I think that explains what we're doing here, what we're shooting for, what's happening. So, again, please visit InfoWarsShop.com. Or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and they can take your order right here at the office. Or write to us at, what is that shirt, 1995? Write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And I guess I'll go to some calls while we're waiting for Larry. We now have him, and we have him via, I guess, telephone. Larry Pratt, thank you for getting on with us here today. What do you make of the announcement that Hal Guns won?
Just went dark. Hello?
Yeah, I think hello? We're having some technical stuff today. Ted couldn't hear me either. Yeah, let's put him back on hold. I don't think he can hear us. So something went on when the power went off today, guys. Ted Anderson couldn't hear me either. Okay, let's go back now to Larry Pratt here, broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America. Good to have you here with us today. I know you're a man who is reserved, and you run the only no compromise Second Amendment group out there that's in Washington. The NRA is kind of being drugged, kicking and screaming by you and others into being more proactive for the Second Amendment, as you point out. They were set up, the NRA, at the end of the Civil War to teach Northerners how to shoot as an auxiliary of the federal government. So that's why they've always had such a cozy relationship now with those that occupy the federal government. But we have Joe Klein saying, Hal Guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. And then they go on to basically say how horrible it is. But suddenly, Mr. Crystal, Mr. Michael Savage, Scalia's come out and said, oh, we could restrict, if something's scary, which isn't actually true. We've seen the head of News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, say you don't need semi-automatic. Since when did Fox News turn into the Michael Moore, Chuck E. Schumer, Mayor Bloomberg channel. Since when did this happen, Mr. Pratt?
Well, actually, all along, the Fox News has been, I would say they're closer to what they claim to be, fair and balanced, than a conservative network. There are some conservatives on there. The one that's most constitutional is Judge Napolitano, and he doesn't have his own show any longer. They bring him in as a contributing legal analyst, which is great because he's really super at that. But they're conservative without necessarily checking out the Constitution. And that's where a lot of folks run into trouble. They're not at liberty to want the government to do more than we the people have allowed the government to do. And I think even on the conservative side fall into the mindset that Barack Obama clearly has when he was talking to a Republican delegation at the White House. He reminded them that, well, I won. As if that means he can do anything he wants. And that's not exactly right.
But all of these people have to know that their entire base hates their guts now when Mr. Crystal comes out and says, we can ban all the semi-autos. I mean, there's clearly a concerted effort here when the Republican leadership is begging the Democrats to bring forward restrictions.
I think they're going to pay for that at the ballot box. There are still primaries left this year, and some Republican heads could roll if they're willing to put themselves on that block. And the voters have already shown that they're willing to take out Republicans. Incumbents have lost, and in open primaries, people that might have had an easy time getting elected because of their prominence in other positions have lost in these primaries. With maybe a couple of exceptions at the federal level, the victories have been going to Tea Party type candidates, and that certainly includes pro-Second Amendment candidates. So they can talk like that at their own peril, and it shows me that they don't yet understand that guns is the third rail of American politics. You touch it at your own peril. Be advised, because you may come back in a political body bag.
Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, is our guest. Larry, we've talked about the poll numbers showing that in the 60s and 70s, it was maybe 55% pro-gun, the other 45% buying into the trendiness of the nanny state. I see numbers of over 70% now being pro-Second Amendment. People get it now that the government can't and won't protect you.
Right.
And so there's a major shift happening. What do you make of the anti-gunners now admitting this, but saying they're going to circle the wagons and come after us that much harder?
Well, it's kind of what you expect from a fanatic. A fanatic is defined as someone who tries something and fails and redoubles their effort doing the same thing time and again. The fact is they really don't get it. I did a debate in Spanish on CNN Español, and this thing went on for an hour. And when I would lay out some of the simple facts, like from 1991 until the present, the U.S. murder rate has fallen by 50% from around 8 to around 4 per 100,000. And that doesn't bode well for them, because some 40 million guns were transacted in that period of time. America is armed to the teeth, and yet the murder rate is substantially declining. And because there's 12 people that tragically lost their lives, as much as anything because they didn't have a gun and nobody else did in the theater, we're supposed to rush into the gun control bag and say, you got us? I don't think so.
Well, did you notice gun sales doubled the week after that happened? Already record numbers doubled that. And then I saw polls where there was people were even more pro-gun after the shooting. That's what's freaking them out, is they staged Fast and Furious. I believe they staged this. All the signs are there. And people really get that now and go, no, I want a gun because there's a crazy Ronald McDonald murderer, you know, out there, if that's even true.
That is the message to take away. And that's what I was telling these left-wing media types in the frenzy following the shooting. I said, what you're doing is predictable. But let me tell you, I will predict that this has actually shifted opinion more in the favor of gun owners of America and gun owners generally. This is something where the American people realize, as you said, Alex, the police can't be there to protect us. It's not their job. They don't have the numbers. It's just not going to happen. And the murderer in Aurora didn't choose the police station to start gunning people down. He went in through a door. He entered the front door first, bought a ticket, and then went outside to get his guns during the showing of the film. He walked right by a no-gun sign.
Exactly. They're talking about putting metal detectors in and having TSA style everywhere. All that means is that when a shooter shows up at the mall or the theater, they know they've got disarmed people that they can feed on.
Absolutely, because he could go and do exactly what he did in the theater in Aurora, having gone through a metal detector. Wouldn't have made a hill of beans of difference. And I'll tell you what would happen if they put up metal detectors at movie theaters. Netflix would say, yeah, do it, do it.
Well, you're right. But I mean, what do you expect them to do now? I mean, they're certainly circling the wagons when suddenly all these Republicans come out and sound like Bill Clinton or people like Michael Moore. They are certainly desperate. What do you expect them to do now that they finally realize that everyone does the opposite of what they say, that everyone hates them, America's waking up? I mean, I'm not just hyping that.
No.
Are you seeing the same thing?
Absolutely. I was telling them that they were losing the propaganda battle. It is, and actually, when I was on CNN Español, and I was telling them, nothing is going to happen because the American people are so against your gun grabbing that if you do anything, you're going to pay a price this November. And they said, yeah, that's right. We acknowledge that, but it's just really so bad.
Well, I mean, look, you've got this domesticated America who grew up with parents that didn't teach them about guns, who literally, you know, men lay down while their wife gets raped. It's that minority of weirdos who want to be cowards and weak, who look at us who are upstanding, armed, successful. I mean, we're not socialists. They are. I mean, it's just on every front. These are screwed up, dumb people. And look, we're tired of being lectured by them. It's over. They are losing momentum.
Amen, brother. That is exactly what's happening, and it does freak them out. I have not enjoyed anything more than dealing with the BBC or CNN or public broadcasting. There's an occasional commercial liberal, doesn't have much of an audience. I was probably talking to myself, but they just don't know what to say or do other than, can't we just give peace a chance?
Meanwhile, the federal government is arming 450 million hollow points, armored pillboxes, checkpoints, drones, armed drones. Hey, why can the government be arming to the teeth, but we're not supposed to be armed?
You know, it almost strikes me that they're trying to preempt the market. If they buy that many, then the domestic manufacturers may really be very strapped. And in fact, ammunition's quite pricey.
Now, expanding on this, you were on the show Friday. Can you elaborate on the fact that you're saying we have to look at this as possibly being a false flag? I mean, even at the level of there's the Air Force psychiatrist reprimanded for dangerous drugs to people. There is this dossier he supposedly sent him, what he was going to do. Nothing was done. I mean, all the telltale signs. We've seen weird Photoshops now of his gas mask at the scene. I mean, this whole thing looks set up.
Yeah, after Fast and Furious, and you know me, I'm not one inclined to go with a conspiracy theory, but there really was a conspiracy in Fast and Furious, and the government not only conspired, they conspired to commit mass murder. Well, if they would do that, then indeed, how can we say that it's impossible that this guy wasn't prompted, goaded, some way led into, cooperated with some kind of a government agent that was there to encourage him, maybe open the theater door? Who knows? The fact of the matter is, if the government is investigating this, we're probably never going to find out. Once the FBI took this thing over, which just outrages me, they have no law enforcement authority constitutionally, and we're letting them conduct the investigation? The folks from Waco, the folks from Ruby Ridge, the folks from other disasters, we're letting them investigate this?
Whew. Very frightening. What do you make? Why do you think, because they're always so deceptive, why would they come out in Time Magazine and announce they've lost? I mean, what is the point of that? Because then you read the article and they say, hey, don't worry, we'll still get their guns. But, I mean, is this like a Mayday emergency that, you know, the slaves have woken up? What are we going to do?
I think it means they're desperate to get the president reelected because even he is somewhat restrained right now because of the election contest. And as far as I can tell right now, he's going to lose and lose big. But if he were to get reelected, oh, buddy, it would be go for the gold. That would be just the end of the country, certainly the end of the Second Amendment. And I think what may have them so desperate is they can see that we hate them, as you were saying. They not only on the Second Amendment issue, but on so many other issues, the president has been the educator in chief. I don't think most people had a clue that there was a chance that we were going socialist in this country. But once we elected a socialist as president, and he is so tone deaf and actually rather incompetent, as the author of The Amateur argues in his book, Ed Klein, this guy really isn't that bright. He makes the same mistake twice. He doesn't seem to pay attention even to his own polling. The fact that, start with Obamacare. The polls have said from the get-go that it was enormously unpopular, and people were really concerned about jobs. So what did he do? Well, if it had been Bill Clinton, he probably would have worked both tracks, but certainly he would have at least faked it like he was doing something about jobs. But this guy couldn't be bothered.
That's because they want to destroy this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they admit it. They want a post-industrial country, as the UN and Maurice Strong have said. They want to wreck it so they can make us go on welfare under their control. In closing, Larry Pratt of gunowners.org, the watchdog up there on Capitol Hill with your great organization and all your members and the news alerts that are invaluable. People should visit and sign up for the free news alerts right now.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I see a false flag in the making because I know they're telling police and military to get ready for gun confiscation. I've gotten Army manuals where they're training for it. They're telling them something's coming in October. I'm not saying that's going to happen. The point is they're telling them it's coming.
Right.
And if they try gun confiscation or if they try to restrict, you will get resistance, and that could start a civil war. They might do it while they start a new war or something, thinking that we would patriotically get in line. Are you worried about them setting off a new war to get us in line for gun confiscation or trying to march the cops off to take the guns, and then a war will start?
I can see them doing something that they think might bring them our favor, our support. Save us from ourselves sort of thing. But honestly, I have been concerned about that, and we still should be looking out in case they actually do try something. I think now there is such a revulsion against this regime that if they tried something like that, it would just make us angrier, and we would spit in their face with a loaded gun.
By the way, I agree with you. There is true revulsion now for big government across the board, and it's only intensifying. See, we've been taught by these modern churches and stuff that we're all going to lose and the devil's going to take over. Folks, we don't know where we are in God's plan. We just have to do justice. May the heavens fall. And I'm telling you, I think we can beat these people and take America back. That's why the old line Republicans are panicking, saying, wait, gun control's good, because they understand we're getting ready to sweep them all away.
That's right. They will have done it to themselves. They're as tone deaf as is the president. And it's going to be probably a 2-3 election process. Senate elections may not avail us an opportunity for a few years for all of these guys, but we're making progress. I think we're likely to expand the majority in the House. We may actually get a conservative majority in the Republican caucus.
But what's happening is the American people are really turning against the system.
Absolutely. They know the system is not working for them, and so, okay, system, we're going to come and chop you apart.
That's right. Absolutely. The sleeping giant is rising. Larry Pratt, thank you so much for your courage. God bless you.
Thank you for what you're doing with your microphone, my friend.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back with more Defense of the Republic and Liberty. Breaking news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Globalist consortium meetings, and it's all public, that the new software, the operating systems, they've all got internet IDs embedded in them, not just your IP address. And the whole goal of this is when they say in the future you're not a good globalist, you're just going to be banned from the internet. You're going to be banned from travel. You're going to be banned from buying and selling. And then you'll be hunted down and killed, taken to a re-education center and killed. And by the way, that's in all the Army documents. That's public. I mean, I know that sounds crazy. Reality's crazy. You ever studied other countries? What's happening here has happened everywhere over and over again, over and over again. Even the supposed freest countries like England and France in the past, not free now. And it's here. This is new at InfoWars.com. We've got to send this to Drudge. This is big news. NSA wants easy pass control for the internet. Now imagine, the National Security Agency is here telling us what we will do as Americans, openly spying on us. It's incredible, because they've learned it. They just get on a stage and announce the crimes. It's like it's okay. Maybe they should have Sandusky to the meeting, and you know, they could have him rape a child on stage or something, and that'll be okay because they did it on stage. You know, by the way, they've hired the head of Penn State to work for Homeland Security now in a secret position. Of course, joining the club, General Keith Alexander, the NSA boss who wants the government to centralize the internet and force users to use a system analogous to EasyPass, a transponder. And he says, when you go down the highway and you go down the EasyPass lane, what you're doing is sending a code. That system is not looking in your car, reading your email, or intercepting anything. It's just getting that code. Oh, yeah, really? So you can set people up with it and track where you went and then ban you from getting on the web. That's the whole point, you liar. But you're dealing with your enemy, the American people. You work for the bankers. You're an occupation general, a collaborator. In other words, the government should vet all uses with a checkpoint. All you need to pass is the fact of a signature, an IP address in real time, and we can take it from there. Yeah, we know you're already taking it from there, bud. The NSA whistleblowers, more of them came out just last month. Everything's tracked in real time. So I'll say it right now. Proprietary software, microprocessor breakthrough, works 20 times faster than the new programs that... I just start putting a bunch of gibberish about patents and stuff out on there. That's what they really care about. They're stealing everything and shipping it offshore. Their job is to make sure America falls. Literally, this government is a pack of scum, a pack of New World Order trying to drown this nation, trying to break us, trying to bring us down. I mean, I'll just say it. People think you do keywords like atomic bomb, New York. That isn't what gets their computers going. They already know where all those are at. They run those. Al-Qaeda operative caught by New York police with CIA package and detonator. Ooh, that'll really get bing-bonged today by them. I mean, I could just sit here. We should all just start getting on the phones, just doing it 24-7. Going, we know you're terrorists. We know you're murderers. We know you're killers. We know you hate this country. You're like, man, you're really angry. Yeah, I'm angry. This is all illegal. It's a takeover. I've had enough. Hatred of these people will bring America back. Saying, you're criminals, we know what you're doing. Instead of them just like, okay, we spy on you illegally, what you going to do about it? We've got to call them out. We've got to get in their face. We've got to stop just putting up with all this. We've got to have an equal response to what they're doing. Not just, oh, yeah, they secretly disappear people and kill them now. Oh, we better do what they say. That way leads slavery. That way leads bondage. We're going to go to Julio Roseo here in just a moment, but that article is just off the charts because they're now announcing it. Going to Julio Roseo here in a moment. Here's another one. More law enforcement agencies turning to pre-crime policing. Yeah, run by former Sandusky boss. Literally, that's where they... There's all these articles where they're hiring all these pedophiles at the schools and everything. I mean, we're just... they're coming. And soon they're going to have drones and robots, the pedophiles are. I mean, it's just, they're incredible cowards. Big Sis says 30,000 drones for law enforcement, public safety. Law experts warn of threat of reasonable suspicion. Yeah, in New York, there's an article I got here on the stack where they're like, we're spying on your license plates, your face, and other secret things. Well, we know what it is. It's just all, and imagine that mobster, Bloomberg, who says you can't have sugar, can't have cigarettes, can't have whatever. Now he wants to make mothers breastfeed because there's been a PR backlash against him. Yeah, you should be breastfeeding. Yeah, formula is abusive to children. The mainline stuff is over 70% corn syrup. I've broken it down on air. It'll be part sugar, part corn. It's over 70. I mean, it's just frying children. But now Bloomberg comes out and says that. It isn't your place, okay? The nanny state kills us and then comes in and tries to save us. It's unbelievable. All right, I'm ranting here, ladies and gentlemen. What they're going to do is the model is going to be the Google NSA model, where if you have a YouTube channel now and they claim you've been copyrighted a few times, they're tagging it to your cell phone, your email, and your database, and people now that are getting banned from YouTube can never get back on, no matter how many IP addresses, how many phone numbers, how many logins, unless they get somebody else to do it. But in the future, somebody else won't set up an account for you because they'll lose it. It's like the IRS says you won't travel outside the country if you haven't paid the Federal Reserve all your money. No judge, no jury. We are unleashing hell on ourselves, and it's time to turn back here. It's time to get nasty about this. And by nasty, I mean look at how nasty this is and disgusting. Really get angry at ourselves for letting it get this far. Let me tell you, I'm not strutting around here at the office feeling like I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I feel pathetic. I feel weak. I know how weak I am compared to my ancestors. I don't feel like I'm doing enough. I know how desperate the situation is. Okay? This is not, I'm not up here just yelling and screaming at everybody. We're in a lot of trouble here, okay? A lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. A lot. They're 2 inches from going around and starting to just snatch and grab people. They put that stuff on the books because they plan to use it. And they do plan on trying to start a civil war in this country. But because our forebears were smart, smartest the world ever saw, they put liberty bombs in there that have been ticking and waiting till they were needed. It's like guardians or something, to use a Thor analogy, and they're guarding the the throne room, all the weapon systems. And when you step in there, it turns on. And that's what it is. That sleeping giant is awakening. The guardian is awakening. You are that guardian. Your whole life, your whole future, your life isn't about just partying and all that. That's why you're not fulfilled. Because if you just party all day long and you're not balanced, you're not fulfilled, because hedonism will not fulfill you. When we make a special production video that's 10 minutes long and has all the facts, and I know it just totally proves everything we're saying, and I know is going to reach millions of people, there is an intense feeling of total satisfaction that we are helping people and we are unlocking minds and we are helping put more energy into the collective hand, pulling a knife across the carotid arteries of the New World Order. And just collectively, the globalists can feel the spirit of liberty with that knife. And they're going, oh, they're going, and they're like, you can't win. You have no power. We're not listening to that anymore. We're collectively pulling, and we're going to pull right through till that whole head comes off, Medusa. You understand that? Your lies are going to be decapitated. The info war is here. And the collective force is just, you understand that? Just, We are not your slaves, you murdering maggots. I understand their weaponized system, how they're brain damaging kids. Let me tell you, I'm at a Walgreens or a CVS. I was in one last night when they were to buy a pad of paper. And I saw on every corner little bottles of water fluoridated for kids with way above what's in the tap water to brain damage them. And I almost just grabbed one and busted it on the floor. That's a normal response to weaponized chemicals to hurt little kids when even the American Medical Association was forced to say people under 5 shouldn't ingest any fluoride. They've had to cut it back and say don't put it in the water. And I've got a Harvard study with over a dozen studies that it's brain damaging kids. And they say it threatens our whole humanity. Yeah, no kidding. That's the plan. And if you're not outraged by that, something's wrong with you. If you walked in your house one night at 2 a.m. to get a glass of orange juice, and you caught somebody in there putting something in the orange juice or the milk, and you tackled them, and you had your gun or whatever, and got the thing away from them, and it had skull and crossbones on it marked cyanide, you'd be mightily angry, wouldn't you? See, this is a normal response, folks. If you don't feel like this about tyranny, you've had that switch turned off in you. This is normal. This is normal for our species. This is why we're top of the food chain, folks, because we're not putting up with anything. You understand that? Instead, we're the opposite, putting up with anything by a bunch of scum, the lowest of our species. I will not put up with it anymore. I will not, my one time with consciousness on this plane of existence, sit here and go along with this. And that ain't special, folks. You've got to stop thinking of what I do as special. You have got to realize it's normal. This is normal. This is normal. I'm going to shut up now and go to Julio, who is a reporter. He's done reporting for InfoWars.com. He's done it for We Are Change. We have video of this if you're a radio listener. I'm going to have it reposted at InfoWars.com right now as one of the top tiles. And Julio, tell folks your story, because we have the video you shot that got national attention of the TSA at the bus terminals and train stations searching people. setting up checkpoints, growth points. They also tried to tell the George for Title channel out in L.A. he couldn't film, or that they might ask him if he's a terrorist, but he still got the footage. So this is happening everywhere, right on time they're rolling out. And then they came and found you days later, and you have tape of that, and you stood your ground saying you could be a terrorist for taping them. I mean, I'm glad I wasn't there, because I just can't. I just say, you listen here, you scum. Don't try to intimidate me. Move to North Korea. I'll videotape you run your checkpoint anytime you want. What you going to do, put me on no-fly list? What are you, a felon or something? I bet you're a felon. Go ahead and do something illegal, punk. I am so sick of these people. I don't care anymore. Julio, tell us what happened to you.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure. I've called so many times as a caller. It's an honor to be on as a guest. Excuse me, I'm a little raspy right now. Back on July 5th, day after Independence Day, I'm getting sent to see the band, Dumfries McGee. I take the train into Union Station. I'm from the suburbs of Chicago. And I was shocked. I saw TSA agents in their full uniform. And, you know, being an independent reporter, it was just instinctive to take out my cell phone and to start filming and just to see what they were doing. I was kind of in a hurry, but it was, you know, by the grace of God, perfect timing. I got my camera out, and here comes TSA getting sent through the checkpoint. And as you saw in that first video, TSA invades Chicago's Union Station. I mean, literally perfect timing, me filming and the TSA setting their checkpoints. Now, last Wednesday, July 18th, I go back to Union Station to meet with Mike Murphy of Why in the World Are They Spraying? And I see TSA agents again. And I just thought from 2 weeks ago that, oh, you know, TSA's just here, you know, maybe just for the Independence Day weekend, and they're going to be gone. Looks like they're permanently staying at Union Station. And for folks that don't know...
No. They got billions of funding. They sent the kits out nationwide. They're rolling out nationwide. And then next year, they're rolling out into every town. They're going to be everywhere. They're going to grope your wife. They're criminals. They love it.
Chicago's the third largest media market in the country, followed by New York and L.A. 1 and 2. And if it wasn't for my video, people around the Chicagoland area or your listeners or anyone throughout the world wouldn't have known that TSA is in Chicago's Union
Station. And they keep saying, oh, it's terrorism if you don't tell us you're coming, as if you're not media. So tell people what happened. You shot video, then they find you weeks later.
Right, they find, I went to the Metro, it's like a bar and grill type thing at Union Station, and that's where TSA agents were eating lunch. So I wanted to do a film, our taxpayer dollars is giving TSA lunch at Union Station. And then while I'm sitting, I'm trying to be discreet, an Amtrak police officer comes up to me and he says, hey, as you saw in the video, you know, you're the one that filmed us last week, you put it on YouTube, and I tried to act dumb at first, like, what are you talking about? I didn't film anything. But then I said, so what's the problem? What if I film TSA? And the video goes on. He goes on to say, you know, we don't have a right to film TSA. It could be, you know, because on my video on July 5th, I gave the day, the time, where I was at, where TSA was being.
Well, yeah, you're the enemy. You're the American people. You're not allowed to film gods while they violate people's Fourth Amendment and take over criminally.
And because I did that, I gave terrorists an opportunity to know where they were. And remember, Alex, before NATO, I was with Luke Radowski in downtown Chicago, and an undercover officer said, if you put this picture on YouTube, I could get shot by a terrorist.
Yeah, so you mean the terrorists they're putting in Libya and Syria and the underwear bomber they got on the plane? That's why we've got to overturn their fake terror. Their bosses staged the terror. It's totally made up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no worries, Alex. Everyone should be upset by this. Everyone should be, you know, should be angry that our taxpayer dollars is funding this. And, you know, sooner or later, we're going to see the body scanners. We're going to see the full groping at the train stations. And this Amtrak police officer kept saying, you know, I don't have a right to show what TSA is doing. He admitted that the government sent them my video, and they were very upset by that.
And by the way, you taped all that. Have you gotten any word since you put that out? We're going to play some of it when we come back.
I have not. I haven't been to Union Station in a week. And I usually go out. You know, I'm from the suburbs. I don't have a car, so I'm an independent journalist. I take the train into the city for some of that.
No. It's a Nazi political checkpoint of commissars in their outside color of law telling you you can't film in a public commons. They're totally full of bull. It's like the cops that shot the guy in handcuffs in San Francisco and confiscated all the cameras. and then got caught because one person didn't turn it over. I mean, look, you live in a state, though, where they try to indict you for filming them. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times it gets overthrown. They're a mafia government. So how did it end as they were trying to convert Chicago fully to North Korea?
How's it going to end, you ask?
No, I mean, how did it end as they sit there trying to threaten you?
Oh, well, you know, it ended, I gave him my ID, and, you know, after that, I'm like, am I being detained? Am I being detained at all? If not, can I leave? Because I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I would have gotten their IDs and said, look, criminals, you want to go put me in one of your little threat databases? The American people are putting you in the database. We know you're scum. I just can't help it.
And I'm thankful that, you know, the Lord has given me a sense of calmness during these type of events where I didn't overreact or I didn't, you know, raise my voice at all. I was just very calm and collected.
Yeah, in my experience, more and more, it gets their attention.
Right. In the video, you can see that police officer was trying to be very intimidated, being a bully to me, you know, saying America nothing. And that.
Oh, yeah. You say, but America has freedom. He goes, America nothing. Oh.
Yeah, like, I thought this was America. He says, America nothing. He says, oh, I'm a federal worker. And I go on to ask him, well, who funds the federal government, Mr. Amtrak police officer? The people fund that. So we, the people, have a right to know about what the TSA is doing. No one's reporting that the TSA is at train station. So I have a duty as an independent journalist and as a citizen of the U.S. to report this.
Well, the Drudge Report has taken our reports and putting them out nationwide. He covered the one out of California. The White House wants him shut down.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Through tomorrow only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hardworking Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
From Chicagoland. Here in a moment, I want to play some of the audio and video First he shows the video of the checkpoints, then they come over and confront him 2 weeks later. The secret police saying, you could be a terrorist. You're like, well, it's America. I can film here in this mall area what you're doing. America, nothing. America, nothing. Well, yeah, that means your bank accounts, your private property, your kids. They're inoculating people now without authorization. They just do what they want because they got guns. The bankers want it that way. It's a lawless criminal takeover. Let's go to this report. Here it is.
Let's take a look.
All right, We Are Change is very happy to announce that we have a new correspondent in the Midwest, Julio Raseo of Illinois. Now, 2 weeks ago, Julio released a great video showing how TSA agents were setting up a checkpoint at the Union train station in Chicago.
We have TSA agents. You know, these aren't police officers. They don't have a right to grope us. They don't have a right to wear any badges. They're not authorized law enforcement agents yet. They have the audacity to do what they do at the airports. They have the audacity to come to our train stations.
Now, the video was a big hit, even with Amtrak police who worked within Union Station. And they actually targeted and found Julio a week later when he was having dinner at Union Station, came up to him and tried to intimidate and harass him. But as a good journalist always does, he took out the video camera and recorded everything that happened.
What's the law?
Are you going to listen or are you going to be kicked out of here and
no.
You're going to piss me off?
No, I don't want to piss you off.
Listen.
I want to listen.
Listen.
I want to know what law.
You still talking. I'm telling you to your face.
Yes.
Do not videotape us. If you come beyond that point.
It's a, yeah, but I'm not beyond that point. I'm here at the restaurant.
If you come like you did before.
Right.
Come beyond that point. You're going to jail, sir, because it could be used for terrorist activity. Right now, you're in violation because
what's
of.
What kind of terrorist?
Because. People know a time, the date. You gave an explanation about TSA.
Yeah, but I'm a reporter. But I'm a reporter.
Tell me how you were a reporter. Did you approach us and say, hey, I want to take video?
I didn't think I had to. I thought this was America.
Yeah. No, America is nothing. You know better. Where's your ID?
I'm not doing anything illegal.
Yeah, I guess you are.
I'm not doing anything illegal.
Bring your ID.
For what reason?
Because right now...
I'm not at the security checkpoint. I'm not at the Amtrak.
Wait a minute. You did do it. We just didn't catch you. You got to remember something. You did a violation. We don't know what we're going to go on YouTube.
All right, that's enough. This is about political checkpoints that are going to be on every major street corner, and they're just going to pull you over, get you out, Army truck, re-education. I'm serious. The Army trains for this now. And the TSA are their little weirdo minders like the brown shirts. And there's a bunch of other videos. There's other ones barking at him. We're going to get you. We're going to get you. Julio, I guess this is the new America. I told everybody it was coming. And next phase, they're going to be everywhere. And they are beginning the groping. By the way, I've seen video at bus and train stations where they even strip children. So there's nothing that's enough for them to keep us safe from the terrorists. Yes. Notice how we're the terrorists now. Notice you were told your journalism is terrorism, pal.
Well, Alex, I wasn't going to release this video. And then after the Colorado shooting and reading some documents, one from New Jersey's Fusion Center, the New Jersey Regional Operations Intelligence Center, is literally this report came out 14 hours after the shooting in Colorado, an incident assessment, and they go on to admit here in page 4, we could see more lone offender and homegrown extremists. And then in page 5, they admit that now photographing or videotaping facilities, security posts or exit and entry posts, taking notes is now deemed suspicious activity. And again, this is right.
Yeah, no, they're taking over America and planting the banker flag. They're putting us under martial law, and they have your picture up there. I mean, you know, 2 weeks later, you're in a restaurant, and they're going to let you know, you little American, you're a slave now, boy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.